Last time on Eidolon Rock, the Alta Drive Jawbreakers had some heartfelt conversations before a prolonged battle against a living housing development? They won, but at the expense of their car, leaving them stranded 10 miles outside of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Oh, yeah, and also two of them died, and now Harvey has Virginia's death clock, and Chris had his intelligence taken from him. You know, just a very normal episode! Virginia, do you want to deal in real quick before we start proper?
Yeah, I need three playbooks.
You can have the infiltrator, the virtuoso, or the inhuman.
Oh, okay. Let's do inhuman again.
All right. Yeah. You just want the same thing?
Yeah, same deal.
All right. I think as like Cecilia is just like sitting. The back door of the ruined car is hanging open, and she's just sort of sitting sideways, so her feet are hanging out of it.
Uh-huh.
And just as you're sitting there, Virginia, you just suddenly vanish and turn into a shadow again. She's like, oh, God, that again, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Boy.
What's the deal with that?
I wish I could tell you. I have no idea. This, you know... how everybody else has a fixed, you know, like yourself, you have a fixed Eidolon.
Yeah, it's fixed, all right.
Yeah, I don't get that. It just kind of changes. I have very little influence on it most of the time. Sometimes I do, but...
Weird.
Yeah.
I wonder why yours is different.
I would, again, wish I could tell you. I don't know.
Hmm. Cecilia looks tired.
Are you okay?
Are you? Is anyone?
No, but yeah. I was just trying to be nice, you know.
You're right. Sorry. It's been a day, Virginia.
Yeah, I died twice.
Well, you died twice?
Did you miss... You may have missed the building falling
on
me. I
was trapped in the back seat. What, did you die just now?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
I don't remember if it was Chris or Hyrie went to have me pull something out of the ground. But in doing so, that building just kind of fell on me.
I mean, what happened then? Like, why... Like, last time you were given a... job to do, right? What happened this time?
I had to give it up.
What?
So it's Harvey's problem now, not mine.
Huh. Okay.
Honestly, I'm trying to think of it as a positive, but it's also... I don't think it is.
Well, I mean... I guess walk me through what you're thinking. I'm not sure I understand.
I don't know. There's... You know, it was my, not responsibility before, but it was something I could handle, and I don't know if Harvey can do that. I don't know if he's going to be able to do this, and we can help him.
Oh, I don't trust Harvey to do anything.
Right, so...
But we're all together. I mean, it's really not any different from when it was yours, right? We just have to... We're all trying to get it done.
Yeah... I also just don't know what that woman wants, so...
Yeah, there was at least some sense to it before, but why would she... What does she get out of making you put it on Harvey?
I don't know, but she didn't want me to do it anymore, so I had to give it to somebody else, and my thought process was... I didn't want to give it to you.
Well, thank you.
Uh-huh. I didn't want to give it to a literal fox.
Probably a good call. Oh, uh-huh. Well, if it's between Harvey and the fox, though.
I think I picked the fox to keep, personally,
oh.
But that's...
Oh, you mean to... Oh, okay.
And Chris is just... You know, he's a good kid, but... I don't know if he can handle that kind of pressure. So, like I said, it's Harvey's problem.
All right, well, that's fine. Like I said, she kind of like reaches behind her and pulls the briefcase out. We're all doing this together. We're all just gonna have to. I mean, this doesn't really change that much. It doesn't seem like.
I guess that's true. Can I pull the lever on Fortune Teller?
Yeah, go for it.
Or I'm gonna ask Cecilia first. It's like, are you cool if I pull the lever?
Yeah, go for it.
Sure. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Okay. Yeah, a card comes out. I'll tell you what, I liked what I did. I think I did this last time. Dredge the Undertow for a card.
Okay. Let's see. That's a 10.
It's a 10. Okay. It says, if you want someone to understand you, they should walk 10 miles in your shoes to the nearest town.
Well, that's a little on the nose, and I hand it to Cecilia.
Huh. Yeah. Not really. That's not even really a prediction. That's just a description of what's happening.
Yeah. Although, Harvey didn't get my shoes, but he did get my clock, so.
Yeah. I mean, I assume that's what it means.
Metaphorically speaking.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Hey, did you hear that woman say she's had her Eidolon for 3 years?
Yeah.
How does... She's a realtor in Albuquerque. Why did she get one and none of us did?
I don't know. I mean, I assume it's something to do with the Pharaoh, but...
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, she's a... backbreaker, but...
What do you actually know about them?
I mean, not a ton or anything. They're a gang, you know? They're... I mean, gang's maybe almost too small of a word, but... They're, you know, we... Do jobs they give us. They were part of the organization. But if they're handing out superpowers to random real estate agents and not to us, then maybe we're not as much a part of the organization as maybe we thought.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Maybe we've been on the outs for longer than I realized.
Did Ruby ever say anything about it?
I mean, not about that, no.
That's fair. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm kind of just trying not to think of it right now. She could...
Damn.
She could still be alive.
Yeah.
She's not still alive.
Probably not. I won't lie.
Here's what I don't get, though. How can... Chris dug through the emails on Jack Flash's phone, and it said they just found that briefcase in a warehouse. How did... That sounded like it was recent, and it was treated like it was some new thing. How does that make sense with them sending this woman a syringe 3 years ago?
Maybe they don't make it. Maybe... They found some and spread it out to certain places and, you know, it didn't get to us, but maybe they found more again. Maybe that's what this is. Maybe they're not even in charge of it. Maybe that's why they're paying so much.
Yeah. Something about this feels weird and like it doesn't add up right.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Meanwhile, a ways down the road. I mean, you're walking, so you can probably still see everyone behind you. But the rest of you are going along. What you doing?
Well, Harvey has given his jacket to Sabrina just because, you know.
Yeah.
Probably. Listen.
Uh-huh.
My old man always told me that I've never let a woman... Go into town with no clothes on. It'll come back to haunt you. And I will say, I've been rethinking a lot of his advice. I think that one's pretty solid, I think.
Why did your dad always tell you that?
He's not his dad. He calls him his old man for some dumb reason.
What? Okay, Chris.
Okay, that's really wasn't the core of my question.
Anyway, so we what's your plan after this exactly? Because you've been here for 3 years. Just hey, what if have you like been eating or have you just been sort of hanging out?
I've been eating. As long as I kept the houses fed, I could, you know, go home at night. You know, I was actually supposed to be killing all of you, I'm pretty sure.
Oh shit, well, a little too late for that, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I was out here. They gave me a call and let me know that there were some people coming they wanted me to deal with. But, yeah, honestly, I'm glad I didn't. I'm pretty glad you managed to take care of that whole problem.
Yeah, so far, you've gotten off better than everyone else who's tried to kill us today.
See,
all right.
It's like I'm always telling people, if they just don't kill us, we can be friends. Hey, tell you what, you should probably come with us, because we figure that anybody who fails to kill us and that we don't get to is just going to get got by them. So, you know, we got room in the car. We will once we have a new car.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely don't really know what I'm going to do when they find out that I failed. Yeah, I guess I'll have to think about it.
Hell of a hot one, huh?
Yeah, this is, I kind of wishing I had stayed behind. I don't have shoes. This really kind of sucks.
I mean, I'm wearing socks. You could, you know, if you want to do the whole shoes but no socks thing, I don't know if that would be better, really.
I mean, I guess if you're offering, it can't, it seems like
Chris just, you know, takes his shoes off by putting the toe of one shoe against the heel of the other and, like, slipping him off that way. He's like, look, it's fine. You keep your socks on.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I get, I'm really hate to be, so needy. And one of you was wearing, like, boxers or something, right? Could I just borrow your pants?
I'm gonna have to,
This all seems like a lot of effort for something that I don't really fully grasp the need for.
Chili, imagine if you were shaved, and then you just sort of had to go into the alley or whatever, and all the other foxes were gonna make fun of you. You wouldn't feel too great about that, I don't think.
Usually when there's other foxes around, we fight anyway, so I don't really see the problem.
Okay, well, let me put it this way. If one of us were to go in a store without any clothes, we could get arrested. And we don't want that sort of attention right now.
Also true. Also very true.
Anyway, yeah, someone giving her their pants or no?
Oh, I'm not. The jacket's big on her. She can, you know, she can live with the jacket.
All right, fine. That's fair. Sorry. And you all continue just walking down the road. It is hot. You're noticing that, considering this is a major highway, not that far from a major city, not any traffic on this road.
I mean, this is probably good, right? I mean, we don't have to worry. We can just sort of the whole road's our oyster.
Yeah, but if there are cars coming, maybe we could take one.
That didn't work out the best last time.
Yeah, a lot of folks around here don't use Route 40 anymore. There's dumb urban legend about it.
Oh, fuck.
Is it something about houses eating people? Because I think we've heard that one.
No, they don't. Listen, I didn't usually park it on the highway. It's not. Okay. I mean, that's fair.
Okay. What's the urban legend? Because you know it's going to come true, right? Like, that's the whole thing.
I think if it was gonna come true, it already would've. I don't know, people say that, like, if you're on this highway near Albuquerque, you should make sure you keep your windows rolled up and just speed through it as fast as you can, or else no one's ever going to hear from you again. It's dumb.
Well, we don't have windows, so we're probably fine.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. We've been out here for a while now, and nothing happened. It's fine.
Yeah, also, we're not in a car, so it's just us.
Yeah, I think if anything was going to happen, it would have happened by now. It's no big deal. But, you know, people are superstitious. They usually just try and drive around this and get on the highway further down the road.
Sure, sure.
So where are you guys from?
Vegas born and bred, baby.
California, but I moved to Vegas for college.
Oh, nice. What are you studying?
Well, I was studying computer science.
Oh.
Not so much anymore.
Wait, Chris, you drop out?
I mean, this whole thing kind of is going to make it difficult for me to go. Also, like, I don't know. I guess it just felt... I don't know what I was doing there anyway. It was just parents expected me to do it, you know, how it is.
Yeah.
Not really.
Trying to make something of myself, not be totally useless.
Hey. No, you're not useless, man. I mean, look at you. We wouldn't be alive if not for you. Come on. Give yourself some credit.
I don't know. Feel like Virginia kind of died because of me now. So maybe you would be better off.
No. What are you talking about? She was alive? What? No one died?
Oh, this is a whole... There's a lot to unpack with that one.
Oh yeah, I guess also your jacket's off and you don't have a shirt on under it. So your clock is just out there.
Yeah,
is that a euphemism?
Yeah.
Chris interjects and says, "I don't know if it's the case for everybody with an Eidolon, but at least in Virginia's case, she's got this fancy lady who shows up every so often to, I don't know, observe us, mock us, I guess, and like Virginia's come back once before." With a clock in her. And I guess you have it now, Harvey.
Oh, yeah, I just kind of figured that must be part of your Eidolon or something.
I mean, hey, that's pretty cool. I like it.
You know when it, like, hits zero, you're gonna die, right?
Well,
oh, gosh.
We just don't let it hit zero. That's, you know, easy as that. Why worry?
How are you gonna keep it from hitting zero?
You know... Still figuring that part out, but we'll just play it as a lie. I guess that's more of a golf thing than a pinball thing, so I don't know if that really squares with my whole deal as a character, but, you know, it felt like the right thing to
God,
say.
Oh my God, just Harvey, shut up, please. God.
Chris, you doing all right? You seem real tense.
Yeah, I am a little tense, because a lot happened, okay, in the past barely even 24 hours, and it's been really stressful, and frankly, can you just act like an adult for once in your fucking life?
Sabrina is, like, making eye contact with Chili to just be like,
I just kind of cock my head, and, like, I don't really understand what's going on here either.
Chris, what are you talking about? It's me. I'm the cool one. I'm mature, but I've still got that youthful vigor and vibe.
Are you?
You know, I have an apartment and a job and a hobby.
Those things all describe Chris.
Yeah, and Chris is the most mature guy I know.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Anyway, I guess we should keep walking. It's a straight line. I've got nothing. I'm just trying to change the subject. She just kind of, like, speeds up a little to move ahead of all of you.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, what is it?
For what it's worth, I still believe in you.
Chris sort of doesn't respond for a moment, and just says, yeah, thanks. Thanks, Chili.
This is a real laugh-a-minute episode.
from ahead, you hear Sabrina yell, "Oh, hey, guys, I think we're good. There's a motel up here."
Oh, sick. I mean, hey, maybe once we get a... Something wrong, Chili?
Well, the last two times we've found useful buildings on the road, it's gone very bad for us.
Listen, eventually one of them has to be normal, right?
Does it?
I mean, it's not like we'll know beforehand, so might as well roll the dice, and if my body gets consumed by some fucking restaurant or something, I guess that'll just be it.
I'm sorry, Sabrina, he's not normally this much of a downer. He's in a mood today, I guess.
Listen, it's... We went through a thing here. Give him some space.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, listen, I still don't even know how you managed to beat that thing. I'm sure it wasn't easy.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Sorry.
It's not your fault. This Eidolon stuff sucks for everyone involved.
Yeah, I
don't know, it's working out pretty good for me.
Harvey, sometimes you don't need to contribute.
You know what, that one was unhelpful. I recognize that one was unhelpful, and I apologize.
Chili just learned to read yesterday, and she can already read the room better than Harvey.
Listen, animals are very empathic.
Oh, so we should probably go inside the motel and, if nothing else, like, get some water.
Yeah, that would be good. Let's do it. Yeah, who's leading the way in?
Chris will probably go ahead, if only to put distance between himself and Harvey.
I'm going to kind of rush ahead too, but stop once we actually like reach it and just kind of sniff around a bit, which I think in game terms is I want to dredge the undertow.
Okay, are you going inside or are you sniffing around outside?
Outside, just to see if this seems real.
Sketchy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, if you're trying to, yeah, go ahead and dredge the undertow.
Okay, that's a 6.
Oh.
Hey, Luke, remember earlier when you like, you're probably not going to trip the midnight clock or whatever? It's fine.
Are you letting that 6 ride, or are you...
Well, it's 2 threes, so it's kind of a coin flip on whether this gets better, but sure.
That's true.
I do have a bond with Chili. I could probably try to attempt to assist with my genius that's no longer good.
we are both approaching it. Like, if there's something off about this, you might...
Yeah, if...
Yeah,
you wouldn't help with genius, you would help with your tie to Chili.
Oh, right, yes, I just help with Chai. So I'll try and, like... look around the perimeter to see if anything looks out of place. Because we know by now that, like, Eidolon recreations always have something off about the simulation.
You know by now that if you come up to a building, it's a 50-50 chance whether it's a building or an Eidolon.
Yeah. Okay, that is... What's my bond with Chili? I think it's just a +1.
Right, it's
plus one,
just
plus one.
Yeah, so that's a 6, so that's a failed assist.
Oh, dang, okay.
Well... I'll re-roll one. If I can find some food, I'll get an overdrive back anyway.
That's true, yeah.
Nope, rolled a 3 again.
All right, good job, team.
All right, so Phantom Clock is moving to 9, so it's getting there. And, you know, you and Chris both just... Chris, as you're opening this door, you get just really bad vibes about this motel. It seems solid, but you... In, like, JoJo parlance, you sense a murderous intent.
Okay.
And the first physical thing you notice as you open up this motel is that it is very dusty in here, and there is nobody at the check-in.
All right. Chris is gonna just silently close the door and walk back out towards, like, the parking lot exit, and as he passes Harvey and Sabrina, he's just gonna say, "Nope, not staying here."
You know what? I trust your judgment. We'll keep moving.
What are you talking about?
They've got
a phone in there.
No, they don't. They're gonna have... It's gonna be... there's gonna be skeletons, or it's gonna be haunted, or there's gonna be a guy with a gun in every room, because every room is the same room. It's gonna be a whole thing.
What? You know what? Okay, no, I get it. Alright, yeah. If you're sure, I mean... Okay.
Look, I think at this point we're better safe than sorry, especially given what we've been through in the last few hours.
All right, yeah, I guess I'll trust your judgment. Just a long walk to Albuquerque still.
How many miles are we at right now?
I'm going to say you're at like 2 miles, so you got like 8 to go.
Okay. That is longer.
Did anyone bring water, like water bottles from the car or something?
I think we can allow that there were water bottles in the car.
Yeah, I mean, we would have bought some drinks from our last convenience store trip.
I think that totally makes sense. You would have brought something to drink while hiking through the desert.
Yeah. All right, so we'll be fine. We'll be tired, but we'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. Virginia, you and Cecilia are still just kind of hanging out at the car wreckage. Houses in Motion is defeated, but no one else has, like, turned back into a person yet. It kind of sucks to be where you are, because all of the former houses are, like... Like, if you had, like, an Animorphs book cover that was, like, a person on one side and a house on the other, they're, like, that middle image.
Oh.
That's not okay.
And you're just surrounded by, like, dozens of, like, house-sized meat clumps. I think Cecilia, opening up another bottle of water that's in the car, is kind of going to look around and go, this sucks. I don't like this one.
Yeah, we've seen a few, and I think this one might be the worst one.
It's not good to look at.
It is rather unpleasant. I just don't know, because that building fell down.
Yeah, the administration building, that one has vanished. That one was like the core of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you didn't see it, but one time a guy took Harvey's skin off.
Wait, what? Oh, God.
Yeah, that was back at the pretzel crate.
Why are these all so bad? None of yours are like that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's...
Mine's not like that. I mean, mine sucks, but not that way.
I just think that... You know, I don't know if I want to, like, throw shade on whoever made this whole thing, but... It seems like whoever it was kind of fucked up bad.
As you're talking, there is suddenly a rush of wind, and before you know what's happening, you are, like, covered in just a cloud of dust.
I'm just coughing everywhere.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. What the hell? Did they get sandstorms in New Mexico? I guess probably, right? They got sand, they got wind.
They got sand and wind. Yeah, that's true. I don't know, though. I'm not a meteorologist.
I mean, it also seems like that didn't last long enough to be a sandstorm. It's already settling down.
I was going to say, let's just close the door to the car, but I think the windows are broken, so yeah. I don't think that's going to help.
I don't think it's going to help much. It's already... Yeah, it's clear again. What was that? Look, you can still see it going down the road. It's just like a cloud.
Oh, that's... I just don't think... That's not normal.
No, sure isn't.
It's not normal. It's headed towards everyone else.
Oh, yeah. Well, it didn't stop and do anything to us other than... cover us in dust, so it's probably fine, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely fine.
It's probably fine.
Virginia just, like, starts, like, brushing her arms off.
With your shadow arms?
Yeah, oh, yeah, right. That's not really a problem for me, huh?
Yeah, but I think you just kind of, like, reflexively, like, sympathetically were coughing and brushing sand off of yourself.
Sure. It happened. She wasn't thinking about it.
Listen, right, exactly. You may not have a body, but you're still used to having one, you know?
Right, uh-huh. And you will have one again before too long.
Yeah, I will have one again.
Yeah, a phantom cough.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Chili.
Yeah.
You're hungry.
It has been like an hour since I last ate.
Oh, boo-hoo. Oh, the fox hasn't gotten fed for a whole hour.
Harvey, you know what? Now that you think about it, you're kind of hungry, too.
Yeah, no, that one's a mystery. Who can say?
Yeah, Harvey, you're thinking back to that chicken at that restaurant that you almost got to eat, and man, it would have been so good to eat that chicken.
Yeah, it really would have. Hey, Chris, how much further was it? Like, 7 miles, 8 miles?
Yeah, we're about at 7 miles now.
You got any, like, jerky or anything in there? In your pockets, I guess? I wasn't really thinking about that. I assumed you had a backpack, but now that I think about it, I don't think you do.
We have established that Chris has cargo pants with many pockets.
He does have cargo pants.
Yeah, Chris reaches into his cargo pants and, oh gosh, what snack would I have in there?
3D Doritos. They're the PSP of snacks.
Just loose chicken nuggets.
No, I wouldn't keep loose chicken nuggets in there. I do like...
That's a good point. I would have ferreted them out by now.
I probably have... I have a bag... I have like a half-eaten bag of combos, specifically the peanut butter pretzel ones.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, Chris, you're also feeling hungry.
Yeah, so I pull out the combos. I'm like, well, I do have these. They are partly pretzels, so that wouldn't really help our thirst, but we could...
No, I deserve... I am owed pretzels.
Okay, we can all split the pretzels. We got, like, we each have a handful.
All right. Yeah, can I get in on that, too? I don't know why. I wasn't hungry, like, until you started talking about food.
Fuck.
Now I'm really hungry.
Oh, I don't like
no,
where this is going.
This is definitely
what?
A thing.
What's the problem? I don't see the problem.
We're about to get assassinated by someone who makes hunger happen or some dumbass power.
I like that Chris's character now is just fed up with everything. Oh, what bullshit's happening this time?
There's gonna be a point where it escalates and he makes us imagine each other as like a chicken leg or something.
like an old cartoon, the classic.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm getting at. God, I hate these stupid assassins.
Listen, Eidolon or not, I need the food, and Harvey's just gonna cram his handful of combos into his mouth all at once.
Hey,
you know, Harvey, when's the last time you've eaten combos?
Oh.
Alright, yeah, you remember them tasting better than this. These, honestly, they taste bad. Like, ugh, no.
Do they taste like dirt again?
Now, to be fair, it is a half-opened bag that's been in somebody's pants.
Yeah, they do not taste like dirt, Harvey. They just, like, they taste like pretzels and peanut butter, but for some reason that's just like... Ah, no, that's not what you want right now. It's gross. Ugh, no. You're really hungry, but these are not hitting the spot.
Okay, I think he's going to just try and chew him and swallow him as fast as possible, and then he's going to be like, okay, I think they're going to try and make us eat each other.
Yeah, that was my assumption as well. Chris picks out, like, a single combo and tries eating it.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Like, you can eat it. It's just like, like, no. You had some of these combos earlier, and you remember them being better.
Yeah, there's definitely something happening. I'm always in the mood for combos.
What if his love of combos is tied to his love of learning? Same part of his brain.
Yeah, Harvey, you just keep thinking back to that chicken you didn't get to eat at the restaurant, and just like that... maybe not even quite that, but like, I don't know, you're craving chicken or maybe turkey, you're craving some kind of bird, and there is a rush of wind around you and a dust cloud as a blur rushes by you, and all of you...
Oh my god.
Can feel...
I think I know what's happening.
Oh no.
All of you can feel everything stop. For a second, it's like your heart has stopped. You can't breathe, you can't move, as you just see, frozen in mid-stride, the official state bird of New Mexico, a roadrunner.
No!
Son of a bitch.
And coming out of this little bird's back is just a glowing spirit bird. And you're just frozen. And you hear almost like a chime or something as words appear below it that just say Roadrunner. And then below that, something in Latin, Idolin quod distantia libum per. And then you see more text appearing beneath each of you that says, Dumicus losers.
Fucking hate you.
And then time starts to move again, and this bird vanishes across the horizon with blinding speed.
Okay.
Okay, I don't what just happened, but I think that it's that bird's fault, and I'm going to fucking get it.
No, no, no.
We are going to murder and devour that bird.
No, we aren't, guys. Come on.
It's a bird. We can take it.
Okay, Sabrina?
Yeah, what's the bird going to do to us?
Sabrina, please. It's two against one here, and I really need you to be... I don't like being the voice of reason, but I guess that's where I'm at.
Try to dazzle her, Harvey.
All right, this is going to be bad. Well, that's snake eyes, so I'm just going to mark experience.
I mean, Sabrina's already taken off running after that bird.
This is the logical consequence of this power, is that Harvey finally is the smart one and cannot do anything about it.
Right, yeah.
Chris will also start running after it.
Great.
Yeah, nope, I'm hot on his heels.
Wonderful. Virginia, Cecilia is just kind of sitting there like... She saw the dust cloud just sort of vanish on the road before it like disappeared over the horizon. She just goes, huh.
What?
I don't know. Shouldn't that have... it just seems like it just kind of vanished.
Yeah.
You think they're okay?
I have no idea. With all them, I have no idea.
Yeah, I guess we could ask.
You mean the fortune-telling machine. I was going to ask how you could talk to them, but
makes sense. She gets up and turns the crank, and a card comes out, and she goes, ah, shit.
Oh, what?
She turns around to show you, and it just says, they're definitely not okay.
God damn it.
I mean, I'm fine here. Do you want to go try and catch up to
them? Are you
sure? Yeah, no, I'm fine. Listen, there's like 8 guns in here.
Oh, no.
That's true.
Do you want to take one of them?
Can I?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Can you?
I think I still have the one in my waistband. I like the idea that it's still there somehow.
Yeah.
Actually, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. I'm gonna go after them.
All right. Well, yeah, good luck. I hope. Good luck.
Thanks. And then Virginia is gonna start moving down the road.
Great. Everyone else, I guess each of you give me a beat the odds elegant to see if you can catch up to this bird.
Yeah, sure.
Harvey is sitting down in the middle of the road and he is staying put.
That is an 8.
I got a 9.
Okay. I think both of you and Sabrina are running after this bird and you're slowly starting to catch up to it. There was like a dirt road that you could kind of pull off of the highway onto, and it's running along that. And it is just running. You're catching up to it, which is surprising. But as you're getting close to it, it turns its head around and its Eidolon comes out. And Chris and Sabrina just hear, you know, the classic beep beep sound. But Chili, you hear, fuck you.
Oh, fuck you, bird. I am going to eat the shit out of you.
And it just suddenly takes off like a bolt, and it's just gone. Like, you could not possibly hope to catch it.
Chris, like, slows his run and just, like, stops and, like, bends down a bit, like, to put his hands on his knees in sort of, like, a I'm exhausted from this sprint
yeah.
position.
Uh-huh.
And it's like,
yeah.
are you... You gotta be kidding me. What kind of stupid ass thing is this?
Okay. No, it's fine. We just have to be smarter than it. We don't have to be faster than it. We just need to come up with a plan.
Okay, what kind of plan did you have in mind?
I don't know, some sort of trap.
Because I'll tell you, I have never wanted anything more than I want to eat that fucking bird right now.
I know, I hate its guts. I want it inside me. Both for my own sustenance and for revenge.
Okay.
Just for existing.
Okay, how about this? I'm good at digging. I can dig a hole, and you guys just need to lure it into the hole.
Okay.
Simple.
We don't... All right. Can your Eidolon dig a hole? Because mine's not very good at that.
I just, like, jump up onto Chris and, like, paw at him.
Oh, right, yeah. I don't know why I asked that.
-1 genius, baby. But how are we going to lure it into a hole? Do we have bait?
I don't know. What do birds eat?
Seeds, usually.
You didn't notice that there was just a box of bird seed next on the ground.
It's weird that that's there.
That's convenient, though.
Yeah. All right, you know what? Fine. I'm sick of questioning things.
All right. So I'll start digging the hole. You guys lead like a trail of birdseed leading up to it, and then hopefully it'll notice and start coming.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
All right. Yeah. I think this was Chili's idea. I think Chili's trying to beat the odds plus genius, and Chris is assisting.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right. Roll my assist. Oh, hey.
I got a 7.
I rolled an 11 for the assist.
All right, great. Chris, you are doing a fantastic job of laying out birdseed. You know, you're just pouring out in just perfectly equal measure. And you know what? This box is not that big, but it's got more in there than you'd think it would. That's weird. Yeah, Sabrina is helping. Not really in any material way, because you only have the one box, but she's there. She's participating.
Moral support.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And Chili, you start digging a hole, and you dig down, and when you are you dig deep enough that your, like, body is below ground level, and then suddenly you feel clumps of dirt being poured onto you.
What? Hey, guys, no, I'm still in here. I look up.
The Roadrunner's at the edge of the hole filling it in with you inside.
Hey, no, what? No. I leap. I try to leap at it.
Give me a beat the odds plus. Or no, I scrap with it. Why don't we?
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
That is a 10. I'm going to overwhelm with force.
Okay, yeah. Describe what you're doing to overwhelm it with force.
I'm doing the fox thing. I'm leaping on it and, like, I guess biting.
Okay. Yeah, you bite it and, like, you're just fighting, wrestling with this bird. A dust cloud kicks up and you feel yourself, like, pinning it down. You can't even see, the dust is so thick, and as it clears, you see that you are pinning down its Eidolon and not it. And then you just hear fuck you from behind you.
God damn it.
As it runs away and got its Eidolon though.
Do Sabrina and I see that happening?
Yeah, I think you're close enough you can see that.
Alright,
can we eat this somehow?
I don't know, but I can punch it.
It is just like, it looks kind of like a big blue robot bird with, across, like, its, like, wings. It just says, the distance on both sides.
I see. I'm gonna bring out Iron Spy, for the first time since the previous session happened.
Okay.
Iron Spy looks a little different now. You can no longer... It used to be like a sort of wire, liquid metal wireframe sort of humanoid figure. It still looks like it's made of metal, but it is no longer wireframe. Its electric core is not visible anymore, and instead looks more like a knight made out of a suit of armor, similar to the Black Knights in Dark Souls.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to have Iron Spy just punch the Eidolon in the head now that Chili has it, like, has basically immobilized it.
All right, yeah, go ahead and scrap, and that sounds like Chili is assisting.
That's an 8.
I got a 10.
Okay, so that pushes it to a 9, so same result, but okay. What option do you want, Chris?
Let's see, my options are create an opportunity, impress, surprise, or intimidate, or take control of the situation. I'm going to take control of the situation. I want to do something to, like, disable this bird's speed, and I figure, like, hey, the Eidolon probably has something to do with it.
Are you doing something specific? Like, yeah, tell me, describe your action.
I'm going to try and use, you know, instead of just, like, straight up punching it, since Iron Spy is made of metal and can, you know, contort its body, I'm going to have, like, its, like, blades appear from Iron Spy's wrists, and it's going to try and cut the wings off the Eidolon.
Ooh.
Okay. You do that, and the wings kind of fly up and shoot towards you, Chris, and kind of graze your side. Advance your damage track by 1.
Okay. We start out at 4 HP now, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. You're at fresh, you're down to winded.
Oh, does that get reset?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It gets reset at the end of a fight.
Okay.
Virginia, I think you come across Harvey sitting in the middle of the highway.
Hey, Virginia.
Harvey, what are you doing?
I think the better question is what the other three are doing.
It's not. Can you tell me what you're doing?
Well, I'm going to say it, and you're going to think I'm screwing with you, and I want to make it clear, I'm not screwing with you.
Okay.
We came across a hotel, which we were pretty sure was an Eidolon. We decided not to go in the hotel. Then we all got really hungry. We tried eating Chris's combos, but they weren't very good. We figured we were craving meat. And then what I believe to be an Arizona Roadrunner, based on the subtitle that appeared beneath it, which said Arizona Roadrunner. Well, one, it has an Eidolon, and two, they all went chasing after it, even though it is very fast, and I suspect smarter than all four of us combined. Well, 5 of us now.
Okay. Where's that motel?
I can take you to the motel. I am worried that it's just gonna be, like, you know, some kind of hair monster or Frankenstein or something in there. Maybe a...
Yeah, you would have passed this up on the way to here, Virginia.
Okay. Okay, well, do you want to chase a bird, or do you want to go to a motel?
I think Harvey's
or
gonna...
I guess you could stay here and do nothing.
I think Harvey's gonna think about it for a good long while, and he's gonna be like, I mean, I guess if we go after the hotel, we're, you know, we might turn up something.
Right.
All right.
I just... So your idea was, I'm just gonna sit here.
I sort of figured they'd tire themselves out, and then they'd come back here, and we'd have a little, you know, we'd figure out a plan of attack. Then I'd probably get injured, because I figure I'd be overdue for it by that point. Honestly, mostly I just didn't want to run. It's very hot, and I'm very sweaty and tired as is.
Right. Okay, Harvey. Virginia is gonna turn towards the motel, because it's probably not that far away, right?
No, yeah.
It's pretty close, and she's going to start walking that way.
Yeah, okay. Harvey's going to follow.
So, like I mentioned before, it's very dusty in here, and there does not seem to be any people.
Is there a bell at the front desk?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if we're doing the comedy, he's just going to ring it twice.
I think as you ring it, there's just a little, like, of dust that comes out of it.
God.
And no one comes.
Well, great. You want to see if they have a vending machine?
I want to see if there's an Eidolon.
I mean, if there is, it's not showing itself.
Right, that's what... That's why we're going to look for it.
Hello, it's me, Luke.
the GM of this campaign, the host of this podcast. I'm here to talk to you about our Patreon. You should go on over to patreon.com/EidolonPlaytest. We have a couple different things that we'll give you in exchange for money that you give us on a monthly basis. In a type of transaction called a subscription. Don't know why this is the sequence of words that has chosen to emerge from my mouth this week, but it's happening. Anyhow, for just $1 a month, you get every episode of Eidolon Rock and Eidolon Pop a full week in advance. That is a minor lie this time, because this episode's going up a day late, so you're only getting it 6 days in advance. I am deeply sorry about that, but things happen sometimes. Sometimes you have a life, and it gets in the way of your podcast, and that's fucked up, but it's true. But in general, you get it a full week in advance for $1 a month. For $3 a month, you get the early episodes. You also get a monthly design podcast where me and Molly talk about the game book that we're working on and make tweaks to it based on the feedback we're getting from this podcast and from just running the game. You also get my GM notes for each session as the episodes go up. Sometimes there's some fun stuff in there. For $5 a month, you get immediate access to the current draft of Eidolon Become Your Best Self, the game we play on this show that me and Molly are creating. I think it's a pretty good game. It's coming along. It's, you know, it's getting there. It'll be a great game someday, and I think we're seeing lots of pieces of that already snapping into place. And if that's not enough for you, at the $5 level, you also get your name shouted out during these interstitial sections, like so. Want to give a special shout out to Rosalind Garrow, NM, August, Hannah, Sophie, Queen Cat Attack, Dragon Girl Josie, Israel Johnson, Mitchell Dill, Beardo, David, Jenny Size, Fire Princess Lily, Paradotted, Abilene, Witsu, Celeste Jennings, Johan 159, Mark Myers, Amelia Kurtz, Sky Adamchick, Morgan Spade, Eli Maroney, Jay Baker, Mitch Graham, Jacob Halfcock, Jeff Dorman, Lambda, Dylan Lee, Evan, Lucentia, Virgil Purcell, Liam Conlin, Crystal Rizel Johnson, Lachlan Cleland, Ryan Ball, Ellen, Evie Helms, Stub 5678, David, Lizzie Two Shoes, Jordan Sam, and the Z Mage. I feel like doing that every week, it's like good lung exercise. Like, I've got to practice my circular breathing to get through it. Because so many of you contribute at the $5 level, and that is seriously amazing. Thank you so much. If you can't subscribe, or, you know, don't want to, that's also understandable. No, I totally get it. We would really appreciate it if you could help spread the word about the show. Tell your friends about it. Tell your enemies about it. Go on iTunes, give us a rating and review, help make us look more attractive to that algorithm. I don't understand how that works, but I think it helps us. I would love it if more ears had to listen to this. And you can be a part of the solution to that problem? This is getting away from me, as it always does. You can also talk about this show on our Discord. If you follow audioentropy.com on Twitter, the pinned tweet on that account is a link to our Discord, where we have an Eidolon channel. You can chat about it and yell at me for all my stupid GM ideas, like making the party fight the Roadrunner from Looney Tunes. What a dumb show I've made. Anyway, let's get back to the dumb show. See you later!
Are we just gonna, like, start busting doors down, or, like, what's your plan of attack here?
Let's just take a look around and see if there's anything here that may suggest something going on, because back at the car, we got covered in a dust cloud that I assume now is that bird.
That sounds about right.
This place is real dusty. Doesn't necessarily mean there's a connection, but...
Alright, should I roll
in? May as well look.
I think I'll roll investigate, see if I can figure out anything... What's going on?
Yeah, give me an investigate roll. One of you do that, the other one help.
I mean, I think we both have genius negative one, so it doesn't really matter.
I will roll help. I got a 7 to help.
Okay.
I got a 5. That minus 1 becomes 4. So I'm going to try and re-roll that one and see what happens.
All right.
Got a one again, so that's nothing.
All right, so ask me one question, but you won't like the answer.
Oh, boy. let's see. Ooh, all right. I could ask what happened here recently, or I could ask who's in control. I do like the latter, because it gives, you know, some duck-a-muck energy to the whole thing. I'm going to say, what happened here recently?
Okay, yeah. As you sort of explore the hotel, it's not very tall. It's, like, probably only two stories. The rooms have all... The doors are either forced open somehow, some of them are kind of, like, broken down, some are just hanging open... And they're all a mess, and you do note you're finding a lot of bird droppings and a lot of feathers all over this hotel.
Cool, gross.
And in the back, in the employee area, as you open that door, you have to kind of, like, force it open. And, Harvey, you were right on the dot. It is, like, knee-high full of skeletons.
Ooh, okay. That's a little darker than these ones usually run, but... All right.
Virginia's on, like, the other side of the room and is like, what'd you find?
Bones?
Oh, no. More?
More? Oh, right. No, they're not the kind that shoot you. These are just regular inert ones, I think.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Are they, like, just... Are they just skeletons, or do they have, like, clothes on?
I think there's probably clothes around. You, looking at them closely, can see a lot of little... divots and scratches all over them as though they have been picked clean by an animal.
Ooh.
Well, either that is a very carnivorous bird, or we're not the only hungry ones around here. And neither of those is super great, I think. I am gonna steal some pants, because they don't need them anymore, and I know somebody who does.
Great. You also see a vending machine where the glass has been smashed and just, like, there's empty wrappers all over the ground.
Okay. Well, I take it the bird ate all these people.
It's either that or they ate each other. Again, well, I mean, it's possible that there's a coyote as well. I don't really want to contend with that possibility because I'm worried enough. Hey, Virginia, are you hungry at all?
You know, now that he mentions it, you kind of are.
I guess so, yeah.
Damn it. I was kind of hoping that not having a stomach would...
Yeah, I was going to say, this is really... Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have a tough time eating anything, even if I...
Hey, on the plus side, I don't have to worry about you eating me. So that's good. I guess we should go...
Well, you don't know that.
I suppose I don't. You know, I think Harvey's just trying his best to... be relatively optimistic about this whole thing.
Trying to stay positive.
Harvey has sadly found himself in the role of straight man for this one.
I do have one other question. Are there any, like, gizmos or gadgets around here?
Any, perhaps, TNT?
Maybe, you know, any giant magnets? Dynamite, giant magnets, rockets, anything that, you know...
You know, as you're looking around, you do, in fact, find a wooden crate kind of in the lounge area in front where the top has been pried off. And looking inside, there is a bunch of rope, a pulley, and an anvil.
I think I'll take the rope and the pulley and leave the anvil.
As you kind of, like, think through that, the anvil vanishes from the crate.
Huh.
Cool.
Chris and Chili, you have this Eidolon pinned down, and all of a sudden you feel a shadow over you, and you hear just a...
Oh no. I look up.
Somewhere above you. There's an anvil dropping down from the sky.
Hey, Chris, what is it?
Anvil...
What?
I'm going... Wait, anvils are made of metal.
Oh, shit!
I'm gonna protect myself, by, using Iron Spy to smuggle me... no, it wouldn't be smuggle. To fade away in me into the anvil that's about to crush me.
Okay. Trying to think, give me a beat the odds plus bizarre to do that before it hits you.
Well, is this not a vanish roll?
Yeah, isn't this a vanish? Isn't this a plus Ellie for the vanish roll?
This sounds like vanish, Luke.
Yeah, it definitely is. I was thinking more in terms of like timing it right, but yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, we can go with Ellie. Okay. I think that's also totally fair.
Okay, that is a 9. So I hold one.
All right. Chili, from your perspective, it looks like this giant metal thing from the sky just landed on Chris and just flattened him, and he's just gone, and the anvil just crashed into the dirt.
Oh God, not again! I start digging at the anvil, I guess.
I can,
all right, yeah.
Can I still speak from within the anvil?
Because
I don't directly speak with Chili, because it's not like Chili is saying English words.
That's true. Yeah.
It's fine. I'm in the anvil.
Oh, okay.
I can go. Look, if I was squished by the anvil, you'd see the effects.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Anyway, this is actually pretty helpful, because if we can get the bird back, it's not going to be expecting an anvil attack.
Right, yeah, no, this is great. We've got its Eidolon as, like...
That Eidolon took off as soon as you drew your attention off of it.
Shit, okay, well, it's... Okay, we just need to set something up, I think this thing will be back. It seems to be taunting us at this point. So we just need to set something up so that when it passes a certain point, the anvil falls and like crushes it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Harvey and Virginia, I think you're probably catching up to them around this point.
All right. So I think if we use the rope, we can set up a snare, and we just need to set up the pulley and have the other side of the snare attached to something, right?
What?
to get the bird, I mean, listen, getting the bird is increasingly, it seems, non-negotiable. I'm not happy about it, I'm just saying, you know, we got the rope, we got the pulley.
Wait, why?
What do you mean? Because it's screwing with... It's an enemy Eidolon, I don't understand the question.
It's a bird.
Okay. I don't know how to explain this to you. You know that we have a fox, right?
Uh-huh.
And you know how that fox has helped us to murder people.
Uh-huh.
With its Eidolon. What I'm saying is maybe that also works in reverse. And an animal can try to kill us with an Eidolon.
Okay, but is it?
It definitely... What? Did you not... There was a room full of skeletons.
Not my skeleton.
You don't have a skeleton.
I think as you're arguing, you see Chili out here just talking to an anvil.
Okay, you know what? I'm fine with
you
that.
You sure you want to keep trying to fight a bird?
Hey, have you got a better idea?
Yeah, going to find a car.
That's what we were doing, and then we got extremely hungry, and it is very hot.
Do you know where we could get food?
In Albuquerque.
Somewhere accessible by vehicle.
Yeah, no, I... Listen.
No, listen. Okay, no, listen. It's personal now. That bird is an asshole, and he needs to pay.
Chili, it's a bird.
Oh, it's not... It is not just a bird.
It is literally not just a bird. I have to take their side on this one.
Yes, it's an agent of malevolent intent. It needs to die.
Oh, my God.
It is my rival, and only one of us can move on from here.
Now, that's not a... I'm not... happy with that, because...
No, I think Chili's right. I think that if we leave the bird here, only one of us will be here still.
Okay, wait, no, listen. I think... we gotta shift the paradigm. Who has the sniper rifle?
If anybody would have it, it would be Virginia.
No, I don't have the sniper rifle.
All right.
I bet Cecilia does.
Listen.
Do you know what would be a really good way to get back to Cecilia, everybody, is by car?
I don't know if you've noticed this, Virginia. There's not a car here.
Harvey, how many hours do you have left on your clock?
Harvey's going to look down at his chest.
I got to do math now. I see how it is.
Uh-huh. Our revenge.
All right, so it's... I'm trying to... All right, let me walk through this. You started The clock started originally at 4 a.m., I think.
Yep.
Then it went to... We said it was... It took 2 hours... You fought Miss Atomic Bomb at 7, so that's 3 hours. The Pretzel Crate took another 2 hours. It's been about 2 hours for every fight. So Pretzel Crate is 2, that's 5 hours. Grand Canyon is another 2, that's 7. Houses in Motion is 9. We'll say about an hour's past here, so it's at like 62 hours. Oh, wait, no, you had drive time there. Let's say it's at 58 hours.
Oh, boy, great.
That feels like a lot of time has passed.
Listen, I'm not happy about it. I don't think any of us is happy about the situation, but I don't think just walking there is going to be very helpful. You know what would be really useful? And I think Harvey's just going to sort of like tilt his head back and talk to the sky on this one. You know what would be really useful is some sort of alternate form of transport suitable for one person that could get them to Albuquerque at high speed, where they could then commandeer a vehicle and come back.
Harvey doesn't see this because he's looking up at the sky and talking, but all of you see the Roadrunner come up and hold up a sign with an arrow pointing to Harvey and just get a load of this guy.
Yeah, I don't think I think I agree with the bird, honestly. I think I'm on Team Bird.
And then it just, like, before Harvey could look down, it speeds off again and just leaves the sign.
Okay, I guess rocket skates are not going to materialize. Okay. You know what? I kind of wish that this was a normal... Remember when we fought a woman who just made explosions or a guy with a sword? That part was easy. I kind of missed that part.
I don't miss the explosions.
Yeah, no, the explosions weren't great. They were better than this. And I think... So Harvey has a rope and a pulley.
Yes.
Okay.
And Chili has an anvil.
Chili, I have an idea. Do you think you can drive a car?
I look at you. I look down at my paws.
Okay. Chris, I think I have an idea.
I like that Chili's Eidolon could totally drive a car. It has opposable thumbs. I will never get tired of Chili just forgetting she has an Eidolon.
And what Harvey is going to do is he is going to tie the rope around his waist, and he's going to hand the other end to Iron Spy. Chris?
I'm still inside the anvil.
Chris, get outside the anvil, please. I need you to have arms.
All right, fine. I exit the anvil.
I need you to take this rope, and I need you to fling me as far in the direction of Albuquerque as you can.
You want me to throw you?
More like, you know, like a lasso thing. Like, sort of twirl it, get some momentum going, and then just... Woof.
That... You sure about that?
Absolutely not, but please do it.
Okay, whatever. Your funeral, buddy. I'll grab the other end of the rope. Well, I'll have Iron Spy grab the other end of the rope, and Iron Spy will start swinging Harvey around like Mario does to Bowser.
All right.
And I'll do what Harvey wants and try to fling him towards Albuquerque.
Give me beat the odds plus pow.
Sure. that's a... 3.
That's not great.
Well, it would be a 5 with... One of the dice is a 1, though, so I'm going to try and re-roll that.
You can re-roll that 1?
Yeah, I've still got 1 overdrive left, so... Here we go. Yeah, that gets me just to 7, because I replaced the 1 with a 3.
All right.
Okay. I think you are getting a lot of momentum going with, Harvey, and as you're swinging him, the bird shows up behind you, and its Eidolon just kind of pops out, and again, Chili, you hear that it just says, "Fuck you!" That startles Chris into letting go of the rope. Harvey, you're sailing through the air, kinda in the direction of Albuquerque, but you're not really gonna... You're gonna, like, overshoot it.
All right, I
think... And now you're also rocketing through the air with no air control.
I think I have a plan for this.
Okay, I would love to hear it.
Can I see any billboards?
Yeah, you can probably see billboards, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to attempt to bounce Here It Goes Again off of the billboard and back into me to kill my momentum just enough.
Okay, give me a beat the odds plus elegant.
That's a 4. That's not good. I think I'm gonna reroll that. Reroll okay. One of those dice. That's a 4 still. So I have no overdrive, but I did level up, so that's good.
All right, the phantom clock moves to 10.
Jesus Christ.
It is probably going to go off next time.
Luke, I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
When you decided that we should fight the Roadrunner...
Yeah.
What did you expect was going to happen?
Because
if it's anything but this...
Yeah, basically...
I don't know, I thought I had a good plan with, you know, ambushing from the anvil.
I liked your plan.
Well, that was obviously not going to work.
Right, yeah, obviously. Harvey, master okay. of the obvious here.
All right. I'm trying to think of what to do here, Harvey. I think you're going to throw Here It Goes Again at a billboard... And it will ricochet off and come back and just peg you right in the dome, advance your damage track, and that sends you, like, spiraling. Yeah, I guess that course corrects you enough that you just crash into... I'm trying to think of, like, what's a dumb, soft thing you can land in Albuquerque? Like, just a fucking... There's, like, a...
Somebody's pool.
Oh, yeah, that works. Yeah, you just land in, like, a pool in somebody's backyard.
Hey, that works. It's refreshing.
Yeah, you know, I've been out in the desert all day.
And as we all know, if you land in water, you take no damage.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you are thirsty.
I'm not gonna drink chlorinated water.
Coward.
Yeah, there's no one out here, but, yeah, you're in just a pool in somebody's backyard.
Do they have a car?
Yeah.
Hey, two problems solved at the same time. Harvey's gonna try and bust into the car.
Yeah, I think it's probably unlocked, but there's no keys.
Hmm. Well, okay, what do I do about this?
Have you not hotwired a car?
No, I feel like that's usually what Chris would do. Oh, wait, no, this is easy.
Shame you don't have one. Chris with you.
I'm the smart one, so I'll just do whatever Chris would do when he's the smart one. So I think Harvey's just gonna try and hotwire this car. He's gonna wing it.
Okay, so actually, real quick, Molly, this is what I was talking about on the design session episode, where, like, if this was Chris doing it, this would be a Picklock's Hack Consoles role.
Yep.
But Harvey doesn't have that move.
Maybe he just can't, then.
Alright, then yeah, you don't know how to hotwire a car, Harvey.
You know, maybe that wasn't the best plan. All right. I think I'm going to ring the doorbell of the house then.
All right. Yeah, I think after a moment, someone comes to the door, just like a guy. He's just like, yeah, hello? What?
I pull out the gun.
Oh, Jesus.
Sir, I need to borrow your vehicle.
Give me a threaten roll. Well... Would you shoot him if he said no?
Absolutely not.
Then give me a dazzle roll.
Guess you just got some more XP.
Oh, boy.
Luke, this might happen this session.
Well, no, I did not use overdrive.
He doesn't have any
time.
More overdrive left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No phantom clock on that one. That was just a failure. This has gone away, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck you thought would happen when Harvey Gottlove understood that this was going to be cartoon rules.
Yeah, you know, that's entirely fair.
This seems like this is on you.
All right. I'm trying to think. What did you roll?
Dazzle?
No, I mean, what number came up?
4.
Okay. And that, yeah, all right.
Like, that's a nothing roll.
Yeah, it's a nothing roll. I think in panic, this guy is just going to slam the door shut. That's not a good way to deal with a person with a gun, but he's acting on instinct.
You know what? It's a good way to deal with Harvey with a gun.
Right.
I think Harvey's just going to sort of stand there and be like, gonna need to figure out a new plan.
What's everyone else doing back in the desert?
So, Luke, I've been thinking about this.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
So Myelon's power is the ability to try and make people believe things that aren't true, right?
Right.
So, if, say, Myelon had access to some sort of, like, artistic tools and could draw something, could it convince someone that that drawing is real?
I think it could, and there is, in fact, an entire painter's kit just out buried in the sand next to you. That's weird.
Excellent. No, that's very convenient.
Uh-huh.
I think what I want to do is I'm going to have it very quickly try and, like I'm going to brush off, like, a path, like, run a dirt path, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm going to kind of wind it off a little bit so it's leading up to, like, a, you know, a mesa or, you know, some sort of vertical incline.
Okay.
And while I'm doing that, I'm going to have Little Lies try and paint a landscape onto it so it looks like there's nothing there.
All right, let's call that a dazzle roll plus one for Little Lies doing it.
All right. Ooh, that's a good roll.
All right.
Just checking my modifier there. That's a 12.
That's a 12. Okay, yeah. All of you watch as Chili leads her Eidolon over to this big sheer rock wall and paints, yeah, a vista on it with the road continuing. And you know what? You're watching her paint it. And yet, as soon as she finishes, like, no, that's... Was she painting anything? No, that seems like it's an actual road. That's a road. That's a road.
And as it's finished, I'm just going to have it add a sign that says birdseed with an arrow pointing into the wall.
Yeah, I think as you're doing that, Sabrina's going to, like, just trudge up to the rest of you, just looking dog-tired and just collapse into the dust. Just, I hate this fucking bird.
Oh, yeah, no, it sucks. We're currently trying to murder it.
Good! She's just laying in the sand, just defeated.
Yeah, you take a break. I think Chili's got an idea.
She's just been off chasing it this whole time.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
What is wrong with all of you?
The bird needs to die.
No, this'll work. It's smarter than the average bird, but, you know, it's still vulnerable to trickery.
There is a rush and a blur, and the bird with its Eidolon comes running down the road, down the fake road you've made, Chili, and runs into the painting you've made on the rock, and Wait. Vanishes down that road.
Hang on, what?
Did okay, I, you know, I've had enough I, of this horseshit.
Hold on. No, hold on. I'm going to try something. I back up, and I take a run at the wall.
Yeah, no, you run into it head first.
Do you think maybe if I punched the painting you just made to destroy it, that would hurt the bird now that it's inside your painting dimension?
Can't hurt.
Sure, I'll give it a shot. I'll have Iron Spy punch the painting that has a bird in it.
All right, give me a scrap roll.
As
you start to, like, punch, you actually see a semi-truck driving towards you out of the painting. It's not there yet, but it's coming.
Oh, come on. Jesus Christ. Okay, that's an 11.
Okay, yeah. You feel your Iron Spy's fist come into contact with the grill of this truck, but it punches hard enough to just smash through that into the rock that it's emerging out of, and this rock just shatters.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck you, truck.
And from the pieces of rock, like, this is a big rock wall, so you didn't destroy it altogether, but, like, you destroyed the section of it that the painting was on. And you can just
I'm
going, like,
to surprise my target, I think.
Yeah, you just hear, like, a very panicked bird call from all of the chunks of stone that are scattering everywhere now.
Oh, man, if only I still had Sephiroth.
Harvey, what are you doing? You're in a random suburb in Albuquerque, and the cops probably just got called on you.
So, Harvey is several doors down at this point. He is wearing a fake mustache. It's ambiguous where he got it. And I think he's look. I think he has a black eye.
Where did he get a black eye?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Listen, he's a few doors down.
Yeah, no.
Fill in the blanks
some,
here.
Some stuff has happened. So,
all right.
Is he perhaps three doors down?
Let's not get more bands into this. So I think he's just sort of rubbing his temples and like, okay, it's gotta be. I gotta shift the paradigm on this. Actually, wait. Is there any indication of whether I'm still in this thing's like effect radius?
You can. You know what? No, you are not really hungry anymore. I mean, you're still kind of hungry because you haven't gotten to eat any real food today, but...
Sure, but I'm not, like, I'm not coyote hungry.
You're not, yeah. You're not no longer constantly fighting the urge to go kill and eat that bird.
Harvey's just gonna be like, damn, Virginia was totally right, huh? Well, alright. I need to get a car, and I need to get it quickly and without using a gun. Is there anything around here besides houses?
I mean, what are you looking for? You know, you're in a city. There's other things, but you're, you know...
Looking for, like, a parking garage or something?
See, I need... Are there any fancy restaurants?
I think you can find a fancy restaurant. Sure, where are you going with this?
I'm looking for a place that has valet parking.
Okay,
Oh my god, I think I know what you're gonna do.
And
I hate it already.
Yeah.
I'm going... Can I find a place with valet parking?
Why not? Yes.
All right. Harvey is going to go into the nearest side street, and he's just going to start making a ruckus with Here It Goes Again, just bouncing off the wall.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're doing. Okay, yeah, I think somebody in, like, a restaurant uniform kind of comes around and goes, hey, what are you doing?
This. And he's going to throw it at their head.
Give me a bombard.
What is Hitman but the Looney Tunes of video gaming?
That is true.
That is a 9.
That's a 9. Pick a downside.
You know what? My shot causes collateral damage.
Oh, boy.
All right. I think it hits this guy in the head, knocking him out instantly, and then bounces and... hits the corner of the building, sending some chunks of brick scattering, and very shortly after, someone else walks up and goes, hey, what's going on back here? Oh my god! What the...
oh no.
You know what? And I think Harvey is just going to put... He's just gonna start dragging the body into the alleyway.
What are you doing?
While the man is watching you?
He's gonna throw the pinball again.
Give me another full part.
This is fine. Well, that is gonna be an 8.
Give me a downside.
Collateral damage.
Oh my god.
Let me think.
I mean, there's a very obvious answer, but I don't know if we want to go with that.
Yeah, but I also don't want us to be caught in a loop for the rest of time.
I mean, you can just cut away and cut back and there's just a pile.
You know what? That's fair. I like that. You're right. yeah, so the rock is crushed and scattered across the ground. What are y'all doing?
Is the sound of the bird coming from a specific piece of the rubble?
It's coming, like, from all of the rubble.
Okay. All right, so now the only question is, how do we get it out of there so we can eat it?
What?
So is it, like, solid rock, or is it, like, soil or something?
No, it's solid rock. It's chunks of stone.
Okay.
Okay, you guys, you got rid of the bird.
But I want to eat it.
Why?
Because I'm hungry.
Yeah, and also, I've never wanted to eat anything more than I've wanted to eat that bird right now. It's, oh god, it would be so good. It would be so good!
It probably tastes delicious. The most succulent chicken you've ever had, or whatever the fuck this thing is.
It's not a chicken!
I don't know.
It's better than a chicken. Sabrina is, like, gonna crawl through the sand and, like, start trying to chew on one of the rocks and hurt her teeth. Oh, it doesn't work this way!
I'm gonna have Little Lies kind of gather up the pieces of rubble and try to like line them up. Not all of them, just enough that she could try and reach in.
Okay. All
like,
right.
I want to see if I can like pull this bird out of there.
Is that like a Dredge the Undertow or something?
That is what I'm thinking.
All right. I'm gonna use my last overdrive to reroll that. Okay. 7.
All right. Yeah, you assemble a few pieces of rock to make, reconstruct part of the picture. That semi-truck that was about to hit Chris crashed right at the edge of the foreground here. And, that's taking up a lot of what is left of this painting, but Sabrina reaches in and she's like, wait, I think I got it. And she pulls it out, and a horrible, mangled mess that's like part semi-truck, part bird comes out.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes. Shea, standing up, mostly naked, just takes a bite out of a fleshy part of this monstrosity.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it just tastes like gasoline. Fuck. Ugh.
Well, I guess the kind thing to do would be to euthanize it.
I think that's already taken care of. It's not moving.
Is our hunger gone?
Yeah, I think you can feel it subsiding.
I just look at what's left and just kind of mutter under my breath, "No, fuck you."
This was great. Excellent. I'm really happy for you guys.
You know, I thought I'd be happier. Now that it's dead, I kind of don't feel like it was, you know, worth all the trouble we just went through.
Sabrina has dropped its body and is like wiping its blood off of her mouth onto Harvey's sleeve and is just clearly seems like kind of embarrassed by how manic she was.
Virginia's just kind of staring at everybody like, "Yeah, I tried to tell you that."
You know, even with everything that has happened to us so far, I still kind of can't believe that we had to go through that.
Hey, question. Where's Harvey?
Oh, I flung him off somewhere.
Whoa,
in the direction of...
You threw him to Albuquerque, I think.
Yeah, in the vague direction of Albuquerque.
Actually, I had an idea for how Harvey might get here.
Okay, yeah.
Luke, can we just sort of assume that the body pile has been dealt with, or am I still sort
yes,
of...
Yes, okay. I think so.
Then I think he's going to drive up in a fancy but sizable car, like not a limo per se,
sure,
but you know,
yeah.
It's not just a sports car. It's not going to be cramped. And he is going to honk twice.
Okay. Well, I am a little upset that part worked, but I guess whatever gets us there.
Hey, when we... Like, obviously we have to go pick up Cecilia, but when we actually get back into town, can we...
Oh, we are not going back into town. We are skipping Albuquerque.
What did you do over there?
Do not ask, but there are several cans of pasta sauce, a bottle of wine, and 5 things of combos in the back.
Okay, good, because I am very hungry still.
Yeah.
Can we just go get Cecilia?
Yeah. Okay, I'm just gonna... Sabrina just kind of, like, awkwardly shuffles into the back seat.
Oh.
Did you at least get her some pants?
Oh, no, I got her a whole valet uniform.
Oh, great, thanks.
I am gonna need the jacket back.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, I got some blood on it. I hope that's...
It wouldn't be the first time.
Okay, that's creepy, but here you go.
I have, I jump in the back and just immediately tear into a bag of combos.
Chris calls shotgun.
Yeah.
He gets up front and takes one of the bags of combos and says, turns to Harvey and is like, "Thanks for picking these up for me."
Of course, man. Only seems fair. And, you know, like I said, I don't want you feeling like you don't matter, you know? And I think Harvey's going to start driving back to Houses in Motion. He's going to be like,
"Yeah,
I don't know if I already told you this. I kind of forgot what happened last episode. But you, for a while, you reminded me a lot of a younger me, you know? And
yeah,
to some extent, you still do. But I think that was maybe a little unfair to you, and I've been, you know, in between unsuccessfully attempting to rob several people and beating up most of a restaurant staff.
Chris just raises an eyebrow, but follows Harvey's advice to not ask about it.
I had some time to think, and, you know, I think maybe I need to... I need to reconsider how I've been living life, you know?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice if, like, you know, we could all just, I don't know, be friends without, you know, once all this is over, if we could, you know, be friends without having all this insane crime stuff always hovering over us.
Yeah. You know something that I've been thinking about?
Yeah.
With Jack, I always thought that him getting me into the Pharaoh was one of the biggest favors anybody's ever done for me, but, and no offense to anybody in this car, because it absolutely, you know, I think everybody in this car is doing the best they can with what they got, but he really kind of set me up with a fail gang, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like we're all... This was maybe not a great decision for any of us.
I think it may have been a bad decision for you two.
Hey, Virginia, I don't know if you've noticed, you have died twice.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm the one who's come out the best on this whole lifestyle choice.
I don't think it's a competition.
Yeah, I guess not.
I just thought I was going to get to go on a car ride and maybe eat some stuff yesterday.
I mean, that's still kind
of
true.
Yeah, technically both of those things did happen.
Yeah, I suppose.
I am glad you're along for the ride, though, Chili.
Yeah, I think, hey, we're nothing without, I was going to say mascot, but I don't think that's fair. You're part of the team, you know?
You know, you missed it, but, like, Chili made an extremely convincing painting of a road.
Really? Without thumbs?
Well, her Eidolon did it, but, like, I mean, you still have to control the Eidolon. I mean, it was pretty impressive. I think she's got an actual talent.
Yeah, you think?
It did look pretty real.
I mean, that's important, having, you know, talents, hobbies. Because without that, you know, what do you got?
You know, I've never really thought about the concept of a hobby before, but... Maybe.
Oh, this thing does have AC. I should just crank that, huh?
Oh, please. Oh, God.
Yes!
I had just assumed you did, yeah.
Yeah, you were pulling up to what's left of Houses in Motion. The gross flesh blobs have gotten smaller, but they are still flesh blobs.
Oh, that's bad.
Sabrina seems very disturbed and ashamed of the surroundings.
Hey, listen. We're all just working through this. Virginia, can you and Chris get the fortune teller thing in the back?
Yeah, sure.
Now, Harvey, you may have forgotten, but I'm a shadow.
Right. I don't really get how that whole thing works, honestly.
Yeah, me either. I think you should probably go lift the heavy object.
It's fine. I'll take care of it.
Okay.
I grab a bag of combos and run over to Cecilia and, like, drop them in her lap.
Yeah, Cecilia pets you as she's, like, gathering up all of the guns out of the back seat.
As she's getting in, I just say to her, hey, so I know it sucks that you can't really, you know, come with us anywhere, like, you're stuck with this thing, but...
Yeah.
Honestly, it's probably for the best. I don't think you'd really have enjoyed any of the stuff we just went through.
What'd you go through now? What happened?
I'm not telling her.
Look, it's kind of a long story. We can tell you on the drive.
All right, fine. Let's just go. And you pull a U-turn and start heading back towards Albuquerque. Now, there's two highways going out of Albuquerque in the direction you're going. You could stay on Highway 40 like you are, which would take you like through Texas to Oklahoma City, or you could start heading north, where you would have to get to Denver before you could start heading east again.
Now, I just want to confirm, going towards Albuquerque, we are going roughly east, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think we should probably head north.
Yeah, no, I'm starting to think that maybe there's something to that urban legend after all.
Well, yeah, but it was probably the bird, right?
I mean, maybe the bird is why people disappeared, but no, I'm starting to think this road is bad luck.
I'm thinking if we don't take the left turn, we're going to regret it. So.
Oh, yeah, we probably should take a left turn at Albuquerque.
Wait, why?
We'll explain it to you later.
Twelve hours earlier.
Jesus Christ, did you fall off the fucking ladder? Come on, man.
Come on, get up. It's filthy down here. Oh my God, quit moaning and get up.
I smelled the sewage and it made me lose my grip. Why'd you bring us down into the sewer?
Because unlike some people, apparently, I don't have a cool secret bunker under my casino, okay? Jesus, I saved your fucking life. You'd think you'd have a little bit more gratitude.
You're the reason my life was in danger in the first place. I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for you.
Oh my God, you are such a whiner. You need to understand that every single one of your teeth that's still in your skull right now is a goddamn gift from me to you. And if you keep bellyaching, I might have to start rethinking my policy with regard to take-backsies. Got it?
Fine. Jesus, why'd you even rescue me in the first place? I'm not, you know, one of you.
It was a reflex. You were the only person I was close enough to, and I just acted on instinct. Trust me, if I could, I'd trade you for any of the folks I just lost up there. Fuck. God, I hope Cecilia didn't make it up here yet.
Who's Cecilia?
None of your fucking business.
Fuck. Okay.
I need to think. They just bombed the entire casino. I and any of my still surviving henchmen are now being hunted by the most dangerous crime syndicate on the face of the earth.
What?
Buck.
Wait, did you just say henchmen? Who says that?
This is your last warning, buddy. One more little comment like that and I am revoking your teeth privileges. Got it?
Okay.
Now, listen. You may not have signed up for any of this, but you are in the middle of some extremely dangerous circumstances. You are, frankly, much worse off now than you were a half hour ago when you were tied up in my basement. You got it? Now, I think if we both stay positive, we might just be able to work our way out of this situation.
Okay.
I'm not stupid. You understand? I know full well what you're thinking right now. You think that this is a good opportunity for you to get away, find your wife, and get the hell out of town. You might actually pull that off if you try. I've been up all night, and I'm just a little bit tired. But what you won't be able to do is get away from me with all four of your limbs still attached to your body. You understand? Do you understand?
Yes, I understand. You'll rip my arm off if I run or whatever.
If you're lucky, it'll be an arm.
I have like a foot of height and 100 pounds on you. I really don't think you've got the strength to literally tear one of my arms.
Buddy, why do you insist upon testing the most outer bounds of my patience and generosity? I can absolutely tear the limbs off a grown man. I have done it before, and believe you me, I will do it again. But fine. You don't want to believe that? How about some positive reinforcement for you instead, dumbass? Earlier this afternoon, I did not have the money to pay out your little roulette win. But these fucks just blew up my casino. If we get through this, and I can collect the insurance on this place, I'll be able to pay you double what I owe you. Put that on top of all the intact teeth that I have graciously bestowed upon you, and I think that'd just about make us even, huh?
Okay. All right. That sounds good. What should we do first?
First, we should introduce ourselves, like proper business associates. What's your name?
Adam. My name's Adam. I think you told me your name before, actually, but I don't remember what it was.
Me? My name is Ruby Wednesday.
Eidolon Rock is produced by Audio Entropy. You can find us at audioentropy.com as well as patreon.com/EidolonPlaytest. You can follow the show on Twitter at EidolonPlaytest. You can also follow Lexi at TabletopGamera, Molly at YourFriendMolly, Maxi at MaxiSatan, Dustin at StiltsTheGM, and me, Luke, at SSJ Speed Racer. Special thanks to Maxi for our music. Eidolon Rock will be back in 2 weeks, on July 27th for Patreon subscribers and August 3rd for everyone else. See you then!